The Long View by Elizabeth Jane Howard, with introduction by Hilary Mantel, read by Lucy Scott. Introduction. Begin your book, writers are advised, in a way no one can ignore. Start a fire on the page, set a sentence fizzing, and lob it at your reader like a hand grenade. There is a risk in such a fierce approach. It may be the writer, not the reader, who is stunned by the effort. For the rest of the book, she can hardly summon the energy to live up to her own first paragraph. There is a quieter way. This, then, was the situation. With a hushed, baleful confidence, the writer places a chair for you. You are in Mrs. Fleming's dining room, and you are complicit. Dinner will be oysters, grouse, and cold orange souffle. In parenthesis, lightly signalled as if by the touch of a fork on crystal, comes the first treat. 8 people were to dine that evening in the house at Campden Hill Square. Mrs. Fleming had arranged the party. It was the kind of unoriginal thought expected of her, and she sank obediently to the occasion, to celebrate her son's engagement to June Stoker. This is a moneyed world, made exotic by its vanished etiquette. Women flock into Mrs. Fleming's bedroom to powder their faces. Their long skirts almost trip them on the curving stair. They are on their way to drink champagne in tribute to the virginal June, who is already beset by horrible doubts. The action, for the moment, is contained in a soft haze of candlelight. Disquiet is tapping at the long panes. Inside, the tight, trivial minuet, society's ritual, suffered with varying degrees of passivity, apprehension, boredom. Outside, chaos, a world of colliding, ungovernable possibility which petrifies the imagination. In recent years, Elizabeth Jane Howard, who was always known as Jane, has become famous for a quartet of novels known as the Cazalet Chronicles, which draw on her own family story and were adapted for radio and television. Tracing the fortunes of an upper middle-class family, the quartet begins in 1937 and covers a decade. A fifth novel, All Change, skips ahead to 1956. The novels are panoramic, expansive, intriguing as social history and generous in their storytelling. They are the product of a lifetime's experience and come from a writer who knew her aim and had the stamina and technical skill to achieve it. It would be rewarding if the thousands of readers who enjoyed the series were drawn to the author's earlier work. There was a time when her talent seemed so effervescent, so unstoppable, that there was no predicting where it might take her. From the beginning, she attracted superlatives, more for the gorgeousness of her prose than for the emotional extravagance of her characters. Their laughter was outrageous, their weeping contagious, their love affairs reckless. But there was nothing uncalculated about the author's effects. From the first, she was a craftswoman. The Long View, published in 1956, has a 5-part structure. It begins in 1950, and each part draws us backwards through the life of Antonia Fleming till we arrive in 1926, when we find her as a young girl about to be tenderly deceived, baffled and bullied into wifehood. It is a book much easier to read than to describe. The art lies in its construction, and its construction activates desire. The present is seductive for the reader, but desolating for Mrs. Fleming. You must read on as the narrative slides backwards to discover why. The writer knows exactly where to break off a narrative strand. She arouses powerful curiosity and calmly refuses to satisfy it. Lured gradually away from the present moment, the reader finds Antonia as a mother, a wife, a lover, a daughter, and finally, simply herself. Her story is told with intensity and a distilled, sensuous power. Dismay at the human condition ripples